We're going to try to talk to you about four different types of special districts that can be used for financing tools to develop projects, but these certainly are not the world of possibility, and there are lots of other options that we'd be happy to talk to you about after or answer any questions. I'll just give a quick overview of things to think about. No matter what type of financing you're doing or special district from the city perspective, and then let Missy do the same and share the concerns from the developer seat at the table. A lot of times cities are interested in allowing, accommodating, or creating a special district for the purpose of getting development to occur faster than it normally would. Another scenario that we're seeing quite a lot in North Texas are smaller municipalities, which are on the verge of growth, and it's coming, but they don't have the budgets or the financial ability to provide the water and sewer and roads that are needed to serve a substantial size development. So that's some of the reasons to do it. There are certainly a lot of things to think about and contemplate before you go down that path, and we'll get into some of those. But the first thing I always like to do is think about, 10 or 12 years from now, assuming the project has developed, what is that going to look like for the city? With the deal that the city strikes now with the developer or the district that's created, will the city be able to afford to provide the services that are needed?